Friends in Christ and family of Bethlehem, today is a unique opportunity. We are now what we call in the second week of Christmas. We remember that there are 12 days in the Christmas season until we get to January 6th. Every year, January 6th happens to be the feast of the Epiphany of our Lord. We celebrate that the time when Jesus is made known not just to shepherds, but to the whole world. But we're not there yet. That's in the middle of the week. Today is still about Christmas. And in this unique year where we get an extra week of Christmas, we remember and hear of the unique scripture passages that we sometimes don't always get to hear in every year. For today we hear of not just the infant Jesus or the Jesus found by the wise men, but actually the teenager Jesus. And I don't know about you, but this hearing the scripture reading for today reminded me of the story of Home Alone. Have you guys ever seen the movie with Macaulay Culkin? We got this instance. Jesus is already 12 years old, and his parents are going into the big city of Jerusalem. It's like Chicago or New York for them. They're doing their thing, and then all of a sudden, they get distracted. They're in their caravans, and they're already a day's walk away, and then they first realize, where's Jesus? It's like they lost their child in the movie Home Alone. And then get this, they looked for him for 3 days. So he's almost 3 or 4 days without his parents. What's a teenager doing in Jerusalem for 4 days? What would you do? No, it might be a little different times. There might not be as many cool things to do like there are today, but doing something a little different. They find him in church. They find him in the temple. And he's actually not only listening to the wise men there, but teaching them and listening to them at 12 years old. And our scripture from Luke chapter 2 tells us that he grew and became strong, filled with wisdom. So we hear this unique story about wisdom, and then we're coupled with this about the story in the Old Testament about another son, the son of King David, Solomon, who is, as the Bible says, outside of Jesus, the wisest man that ever lived. He asked for the ability to rightly lead God's people, and God instead gives him much more. He fills him with wisdom. So today, it's all about wisdom and how you and I can be wise in Christ, just like Solomon or Jesus. But first, it takes a little bit of explaining. We know more about knowledge than wisdom, I think. And they're actually two separate things, right? So let me put it this way. Knowledge, like what's up here, is knowing that tomatoes are actually fruit. Did you know that? But wisdom is knowing not to put tomatoes in a fruit salad. A little different. Knowledge is knowing tomatoes are fruit, but wisdom knows that you don't mess around putting them with other fruit. It's not going to taste very good. So today, when we're talking about this story of Jesus, when it comes to acquiring wisdom, that's our goal as Christians. When it comes to that, the truth is that while many of us desire wisdom, we're actually seeking knowledge. Oftentimes in church, it's really easy to just read books and find out fun facts instead of actually going the extra step further and applying it to our lives. We know that wisdom isn't the same as knowledge, right? We can go out of a university for 6 years and get filled with all the fun things at the college. I don't know if we'll have wisdom. Maybe parents, if you have college kids, ask yourselves or ask them where their wisdom is at so far after going through college. Wisdom isn't the same. As a matter of fact, we can easily be acquainted with facts and principles, but if we don't apply them, we're actually the opposite of being wise. It's actually quite foolish if you know the thing to do, but you're not doing it. Wisdom, especially wisdom, spiritual wisdom, when we talk about church, is not just about knowing what's good or what's good for us, but it's about applying what you know into your life. And when you know that, that is when you know that you are truly wise. So in our lessons today, the fact that Solomon, King Solomon, the son of David, asked for not just knowledge, but the insight on how to apply knowledge effectively for God's people. He was granted even more than that. Riches, wealth, honor, anything he wanted. Why, you think? It's because once you know what to do with what you have, the universe, the world, God can entrust you with more. You who are faithful in a little can be entrusted with much more. So there's actually a quote out there. There's an Irish playwright named George Bernard Shaw. He says that we are made wise not by our remembering of the past, but by the responsibility of our future. Think of that for this year, 2021. We are not wise, we are not made wise by remembering the past or trying to forget the past even, but we're made wise by looking at how we will be responsible in the future. And that's why we get to say this: wise men still seek him. I see this sometimes around the Christmas time. People like to decorate, put their cute sayings and posters and things on things, maybe in a Christmas card. Well, yes, we remember the three wise men seeking Jesus. But for you and for I, for all of us, we can say that wise men, wise women, wise people can still seek him and do still seek him. What does that mean, Pastor? Well, it means that we already have the knowledge that Jesus Christ was actually a historical figure. Science, history, people can attest to that. He did miracles. He was risen from the dead. He is our God. He is the promised Messiah of the Old Testament. You can have all that knowledge. But it becomes wisdom for us today and for you by knowing and applying that knowledge to our lives. What does it mean for you that Jesus is Lord? What does it mean for you and your family that Jesus is your Lord? It means that he governs not just our past, our failures, our worries and mistakes, but he's also there as we try to make sense of the future. He is actually leading the way for us. And in some ways, when we try to get ahead of him, he's the one pursuing us behind us. So we can say that wise men, wise people still seek him, still seek Jesus, because this year is an opportunity to see the presence of God in everything that you do. Don't think of 2021 as a new year. It is a new year. Think of it as 365 days, as 365 opportunities for you to keep your eyes open and see all the things that God is doing. Maybe even behind the scenes. Jesus is working amidst your brother's divorce, working on his heart to train him how to learn how to love himself or his family better. Jesus is there when you're not sure what to do in school. Or am I going to graduate and go to college? Am I going to try to figure out a major? Am I going to do what my parents want me to do? Jesus is there when you have a newborn child for the first time and don't really know what to do. Jesus is there when maybe you're kind of stuck by yourself and you don't really have many people coming over to your home like you did always. You feel lonely. Jesus is there when you're going through that second or third round of chemotherapy or radiation treatment. And it's starting to get a little weighing on you. You were feeling pretty confident at first, but now you just don't know. Maybe this might not work. Maybe it will. Jesus is there when you've been made to feel used and abused by that person that you thought loved you or that you thought you loved. Jesus is there in every single experience and opportunity, every single memory, not just in the past, but in the future. And that's why we can still say that we are wise when we open our eyes to seek him, to look for the ways that God is there, because he is. That's wisdom, knowing that God is there, but knowing that he's going to do something about our lives, applying what we know about him and applying what he knows about us. That's wisdom. And that's what you have. You have the wisdom to know that Jesus is your Lord. You have the wisdom to know that he is not just our God, but he actually can do something about our world. When's he coming back? Anybody want to raise your hand? Shout it out. When's he coming back? Soon. I hope so. It could be today. Could be tomorrow. Could be before we're even done with this worship service. Depending on how long I preach here, it could be in the middle of the sermon. Who knows? What a great place it would be if Jesus came back right here. We are in the middle of his home, his house, receiving what he has to give. So when the world puts on the blinders, when you got a little too much ice and snow covering the windshield of your eyes, it's time to scrape it off and see how we can have vision for this year, to know how we can, as wise people, filled with the wisdom of God, filled with Jesus himself and his spirit, how we can still seek him. That's what Solomon did, and it made him a good king because he was faithful to God's people, what God entrusted him with. God has entrusted you with a little. It might feel like a lot sometimes. God has entrusted you with maybe a spouse, a family, boyfriend, girlfriend, a school, a job. How are you going to use that knowledge and apply it to your lives? We know that, first of all, Jesus did that first for us. He knew very well what he came to do when he was born in the manger. He might not have known it when he was an infant, but he was starting to get it pretty clear when he was age 12. He knew what he had to do for you. He took that knowledge and he applied it to his life all the way to his cross. For you, for me, for all of our young kids coming back. So open your eyes, still this brand new year. And let's be wise men and women together. And let's still seek him. Not just this new year, but every year. And also remember that tomatoes are fruit and don't put them in your salad. So may the peace of God, which surpasses our understanding, guard your hearts and minds in the one true faith until life everlasting. Amen.